It's before the thunderous applause from a cheerful crowd that this year's eight wounded warrior runners completed their 800-kilometer journey at Victoria's Market Square on the afternoon of March 2. 8 days after departing the North Island town of Port Hardy, the running crew, made up of first responders and military personnel, trekked through numerous communities to raise funds and awareness for Wounded Warrior Canada's, WW, mental health programs. Runner and Comox Valley paramedic Francesca Frank the Tank Lott, who's no stranger to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, was proud to participate in her first run. "It just sounded like a really cool experience," said Lott. "I love running and it really helps me with my mental health and my PTSD, so it's kind of cool to bridge the two together and do something that really brings me a lot of joy and peace and raise awareness." Having worked in Vancouver's downtown east side, Lott has faced many traumatic incidents. This year, she ran to break the stigma around trauma, encouraging anyone struggling with the latter to step forward, connect, and share their experiences. "There's always been that old mentality, especially with trauma-exposed professions, where you see things and you just suck it up and keep going, and you kind of bury those feelings," said Lott. "But, it's okay to start talking about it and understanding what is happening to us physiologically and mentally. It's okay for people to be vulnerable and really share their feelings after they've been exposed to some traumatic incidents." Tim Black, National Clinical Director for WW and a trauma-specialized psychologist, spoke at the Langford Legion, where runners took one of their final breaks before starting the last leg of their run to the capital city. "The money that's being raised is going directly to help the people who keep us safe, who protect us, our nation, our municipality, our provinces, our highways, and the people you see right here in the room," said Black. "I feel indebted to all the people that keep me and my family safe, and the rest of us safe." This year's goal is to raise $250,000. So far, the team grossed 90% of that, just short of $225,000. Black also addressed the crippling impact trauma can have on people experiencing its effects. "Dealing with trauma makes you want to crawl under a rock and be away from everybody else," he said. "People end up in their basements, alone, and they end up losing their spouses, they lose contact with their kids, with their siblings, and to me that's the real tragedy because they are our neighbors, they're our brothers, sisters, parents, and our kids who dedicated their lives to protecting us." Though therapy can help in healing, Black explained that a supportive community is a key factor in recovering from the wounds left by trauma. Lott, who shared this view, was impressed by the unwavering support from communities throughout the island and WW's organizing team to make this event a success. "It's been absolutely unreal," said Lott. "Every single member of this team is absolutely amazing. They've all gone through their own traumas and they've all been super brave enough to speak about them." For more information and to donate, visit woundedwarriorrunbc.ca.